Our final guest on today's program is an outstanding 18-year-old composer from Winchester, Massachusetts, Stephen Feigenbaum. Stephen, welcome. We're going to hear a string quintet you've written in a moment, but first I want to talk to you because you have some really interesting views on the cohabiting of classical music and popular music in our time.
That's right. I think that classical musicians should acknowledge pop music as a legitimate expression of music, and that I think that classical music needs to be better integrated into the mainstream of music. And in order to do that, I think both sides need to sort of agree that they're all sort of good ways of expressing music. Yeah. But I found from my own experience, just sort of burning CDs from my friends who don't listen to classical music at all, that a lot of them who wouldn't listen to something like Mozart, that they consider sort of old and boring, the same way they consider old popular music from, 1890s or whatever, old and mm-hmm. boring, mm-hmm. would find that the music that classical composers were writing today is actually very interesting and intense. Yeah. And they can really enjoy something as complicated as, Elliot Carter, or as sort of radical as Steve Reich or something like that, mm-hmm. which sort of people don't acknowledge, that I think the classical musicians sort of are intent on targeting classical music at an older generation and promoting, older classical music to them. Mm-hmm. Rather than promoting, newer classical music to younger people, which I think would be more effective.
You had a great seat at the Boston Symphony lately. What were you going to see?
Yeah, it was nice. We went to concert of all BSO commissions from their history, which is, relatively short history, but they've contributed some really great pieces to the repertoire. Stravinsky's Symphony of Psalms, Bartok Concerto for Orchestra.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Koussevitzky years. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and many others. So they put those on a program, and I went to see it. Mm-hmm. A wonderful concert. And so my parents and I, we got seats up in the stage left balcony, which is really nice because when they build the stage out, which they sometimes do for extra players, the balcony is actually directly over the stage and you can really get a good view of the conductor. And so, we wanted to get some really good seats, so we got them early for those seats. Nice. And they were split up and, it was sort of arbitrary as to who took which seats, but it turns out my parents ended up sitting next to James Levine's mother.
How did they know it was his mother?
Oh, they didn't. It was just some old woman. But then they were just sort of like, they were talking to her, and they were sort of like, so what brings you to this concert? She's like, oh, my son's in the orchestra. Huh. And they're like, oh, what does he play? And she's like, the baton. But I mean, she's a regular at the BSO, which shouldn't be surprising at all.
Nice. But
the best part is I ended up sitting next to the composer John Harbison.
Oh, well,
And he recognized me because he'd given a master class at the Tanglewood program the previous summer, and I had showed him some of my music, and I guess he takes note of the composers who are sort of around his local area in Boston.
Did you know at that point that you were going to be having a mentorship session with Mr. Harbison?
I did not know that.
See? Now let's tell everybody what we're talking about.
You've
been selected for our Young Composer Project, so you get to work with a famous adult composer, and your session is with...
John Harbison.
John Harbison. That's fantastic. Congratulations.
That is fantastic.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about this piece we're going to hear.
Well, it's called Serenade for Strings, and that title sort of harkens back to the Tchaikovsky Serenade for Strings, which was the inspiration for the piece. But I would say, as far as the style, I looked more to Mahler and composers like him who wrote string pieces that were sort of very romantic and slow, mm-hmm. and sort of with dense counterpoint. Mm-hmm. And so when I wrote it, I was looking a lot at the scores, especially from Mahler's Fifth Symphony, Adagietto.
But the purpose behind the piece, are you hoping to be the next Mahler, or are you putting yourself in his shoes, or is this an exercise?
It was kind of an exercise. I think at the time, I started it more than 2 years ago, I was just sort of writing what I felt like writing, and, how can you not be attracted to that kind of music?
Yeah.
But I think now I look back and I say, well, that was a really good exercise in writing like that style, mm-hmm. and, writing a piece with good counterpoint and string writing, but I wouldn't consider myself a composer in, like, a late romantic style. Mm-hmm. I mean, the piece is about, 100 years too late, if that's my goal. So,
not a moment too soon, though. It's a beautiful piece. And congratulations are in order, by the way. You just got national recognition for this piece.
That's correct. The Serenade for Strings won second place, as well as several awards along the way in a national competition.
Oh, because there were regionals and locals.
There's regionals. Yeah. There's state And so MTNA, which is a music teachers organization in the U.S., has this composition competition. And in my senior division, which is high school, I was recognized for this piece.
Well, we're very, very, very proud to have it on the show. Have a seat while I bring back the quartet to play it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to hear the Tarantella String Quartet, and we're also going to welcome 17-year-old bassist Nicholas Schwartz from Brookline, Massachusetts. This will be a beautiful way to end our show today. I want to thank all of our young performers and thank you for listening. This is Christopher O'Reilly. Please join me next week. Again, this is Stephen Feigenbaum's Serenade for Strings.
From the Top is written and produced by Tom Vagley for Tom Vagley Productions, with Tim Banker for From the Top. The music producer is Tom Vinieri, and the tour producer is David Balsam. Our production manager is Kim Razeman, and our technical director is Barrett Ouellette, with Francis X. Coakley, David Forbes, and Dan Hallis. The executive producers are Gerald Slavitt and Jennifer Hurley-Wales. I'm Joanne Robinson. From the Top is made possible in part by the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism. Our program is produced in association with WGBH Boston. Our home and educational partner is New England Conservatory in Boston. To download an application to appear in our program, visit fromthetop.org.